up. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this, again, I was sort of alluded to it before, but this with that question around music. But so when Lumbar Cha taught, he pointed to the fundamental nature of mind as being where our true happiness and peace really was, and not in the external world of the senses. For example, when Lumbar Cha was in England, probably on his first trip, I think, a woman asked him if it were true that if she were to practice Buddhism, she would have to give up listening to music because she loved listening to Bach and felt it was a sublime and pure pleasure. Lopo Cha answered that listening to Bach may be very pleasurable, but learning to listen to the peaceful heart was something that would be of more pleasure and satisfaction. It's just this, it's not, it's kind of like, yes, and there's another layer to this, and you can take it too if you want to. It's not, say, making it a condemning judgment around music or what you should or shouldn't do, but yeah, if you're the heart that really can tune into its peaceful nature is there's this tremendous source of happiness and well-being that is possible there. So that and there's some things that are yeah on the appearance of it, the surface appearance of it, they're really intensely pleasurable. But then when you it's like in meditation, as the mind gets more peaceful, you start letting go of things like piti and sukha, joy and happiness. I work so hard to get this joy and happiness. But then the reality is as the mind becomes more still, the stillness is more compelling there's a certain stirred up quality to even joy. I mean, it's exciting, but it's not settling. There's a pleasure. It can be, intensely pleasurable, but it's also it has an edge to it that is not so peaceful and spacious, without boundary. And that quality of being without boundaries just can be so peaceful. It's so much more compelling. And that's not to say you shouldn't pay attention. How can you experience more happiness and well-being? Yeah, absolutely. But then also you realize, oh, okay, that underneath that, there's even something more peaceful and sublime. And that's one of the, to me, one of the inspiring quotes from the Buddha. This is peaceful. This is sublime. And the ending of all formations, the destruction of craving, dispassion, cessation, nibbana. This is really peace. It's not that it's the other things aren't to be cultivated and to be developed, but it's also this opportunity within us, as part of our fundamental nature, that there's this peace and clarity, and not to overlook that.